Welcome back to In Depth, the second interview. Wonderful round of guests here. Mikkeli Beyerman from the Estepona Group and Alyssa Ropel from the Domestic Violence Resource Center. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Wonderful. Mikkeli Beyerman, Estepona Group, you guys have been good enough to send me various nonprofit interviews in the past, and you've done so again. Estepona Group, tell me what you guys do.
Well, we're a creative agency, so we do any kind of marketing, public relations, advertising, digital websites, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But part of our company culture is to do good deeds, we call them. And so for every year we've been in business, we do one good deed. And so this is our 25th year in business. So this year we're doing 25 good deeds.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. So this is one of the good deeds that we're going to be talking about today.
All right. And the good deed is, it's very creative and it sounds so fun. It's a mini golf tournament.
That's right. And first of all, thank you for sponsoring it. Lotus is one of our sponsors
this
year.
You're very welcome.
So we were talking last year about, you know, the wonderful things you can do for charity events. And obviously golf tournaments are a big one. But we don't have a mini golf charity tournament.
Yeah, nobody ever thinks of that.
Right. Either. And so last year we started this. It's an annual tradition. This is our second annual Estepona Putt-Putt Classic. And we go down to Magic Carpet Golf and we bring in teams of 4 to 6. And they come in and they golf for, and it all goes to charity. And we do, you know, pizza, beer, wine, and it's just a blast. And we do crazy awards and just have a lot of fun with it.
That's fantastic. And you choose a different nonprofit to kind of
yes,
help every single
exactly.
Time,
and
right?
This year we've selected the Domestic Violence Resource Center,
which I think is a very admirable thing to do. And let's go to Alyssa. Let's get your take on it. How long have you been a part of the organization?
I have been with the Domestic Violence Resource Center for a little over 6 months, and I'm the development coordinator there, so I'm in charge of sustaining program resources as well as community outreach about domestic violence issues.
Right on. And how's the work? I mean, I imagine it's harrowing, but also very rewarding.
It's
at the
very
same time.
Humbling work, and our agency has been around for 40 years, and so it's great to be a part of an agency that has such a renown and great experience.
Very cool. And it is a resource center, so what kind of resources are we talking about?
So the Domestic Violence Resource Center provides the largest residential and non-residential services to support survivors as they work to create safer and more independent lives. We have a transitional housing facility. We have two, actually, and an emergency shelter. We just opened up a pet boarding facility for our survivors so that way they can feel free to bring their pets along as well.
That's fantastic. And something they don't necessarily think about, right? I mean, you're concerned with yourself, but you might have, you know, kids and then, of course, pets that you need to take care of at the same time.
Right, yes.
When you're trying to escape a potentially bad situation. Mm-hmm. So that's a really admirable thing to have this money go towards your organization. And let's go to kind of the nuts and bolts. How can people find out more about the mini golf tournament? How can they get involved? That sort of thing.
So as far as I know, the signups for the actual event are closed.
Oh, they are. Okay.
They are. But it's an annual event, so this will happen again next year. However, we're still accepting cash donations the day of, and you can come down and gawk at the people at Magic Carpet. It's a costume affair. We have the teams kind of come up with a creative name and dress and costume.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's kind of fun. It's actually going to be Wednesday of the 30th, so and then it's from 4 to 7 p.m. at Magic Carpet Golf. And again, we'll take cash donations there. Everything is going towards, all proceeds are going towards Domestic Violence Resource Center. And we're doing raffles. You can buy extra tickets while you're there for the raffles. We got great prizes. And, you know, like I said, just a really fun time. Come down and watch people making a fool of themselves while mini golfing for a wonderful cause.
But yeah, but just have fun with it. You get ridiculous with it. And then it all goes toward a wonderful cause.
And we're just hoping
time.
For good weather at this point. So.
I see. You never know, man. It's all over the place. We're bipolar when
I know,
it comes
right?
to
it's Reno.
Weather in Reno. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. What kind of if you can rattle off, if you have something off the top of your head, what kinds of prizes could they possibly win?
Well, we have a variety of people donating things. We've got donations from Grocery Outlet, which is going to be a beer or wine basket.
Oh, cool.
That seems to be a theme because I know Bliss Babe is also donating a wine offering. But as far as I know, that's all off the top of my head. But we do have like 5 or 6 different raffle prizes. So it'll be a lot of fun. And if anyone wants any more information, estepona.group.com/putt-putt is
okay.
The website. All of the prizes, the sponsors, and all the information will be there. And of course, we're going to pick a date really soon for the next year. So, you know, obviously, if people want to plan ahead,
so people get it in their heads.
Yeah, we've even got, you know, like Renown has 6 six teams that they're fielding, and they're having a little internal competition. So, you know, we are really encouraging companies to challenge each other and go out and see who's the putt-putt king among them. So it's good times.
And think about it. It's fun, and you're helping a good cause and maybe just do some team building, which sounds like Renown is kind of going that
route. And that's exactly right. I mean, we're hitting so many different opportunities here to do good, have fun, and, you know, like I said, make a fool of yourself just a little bit, which is more fun,
right? It keeps you humble.
Exactly.
Let's move on back to Alyssa. What can we? How can we find out more about the Domestic Violence Resource Center? How can we give, that sort of thing?
So the Domestic Violence Resource Center's administrative office is on Vassar Street, and so we collect gently used clothing items there that we provide to the community at no cost, so they can come and shop there for free. We also have our TH facility where we ask for household items. We're asking for donations of new household items to help these survivors create a new living space. So things like things in your bathroom, in your kitchen, things like that. And then we also always accept monetary donations that will support us to be able to provide free resources for those who enter our doors.
Okay, very cool. So you could definitely give at this tournament, but also give online, I would assume. Do you have like
a
donate
button? We do have an option to donate on our website, domesticviolenceresourcecenter.org. And you can also follow us on Facebook. We do have an option to donate there as well.
Awesome. Is there anything else you guys need to add? Anything I didn't hit?
Well, I would like to mention that the Domestic Violence Resource Center recently changed its name from the Committee to Aid Abused Women, or CAW,
right.
And that's to show that we support all populations that are affected by domestic violence. So that's women, children, men, and members of the LGBTQ community.
Wonderful. That's beautiful. Thank you for opening that up.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Right. And I think, I mean, from my perspective, the fact that Estepona Group, we do the 25 good deeds. So if anybody has a good deed, if they're a community organization or a nonprofit that needs some help, hit us up and we might make you one of our beneficiaries like
that's
we did.
That's awesome. This is the show. I mean, if people should be listening right now
Absolutely.
And contacting you in the near future.
We would love ideas. We have a lot of fun with these good deeds and we love giving back to the community. So
awesome. Thank you so much. All right. Mikkeli Byerman from the Estepona Group and Alyssa Ropel from the Domestic Violence Resource Center. Thank you so much for coming in, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.